Next up, we have Superintendent Brian Field from the Beresford School District. Welcome, Superintendent Field. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with some of the same questions here, and that is, give us an update on positive COVID-19 cases associated with the Beresford School District and back to school. How are those things intersecting in your community?
Sure. Right now, we just put out an update to our parents through email and also through our social media. And right now, we have 4 staff members in our schools that have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and 3 of those have been at our elementary school and then 1 at the middle school, high school. And right now, we have 4 staff members that are in isolation, and then we have 8 staff members and 7 students that are in quarantine at this time. So those are updated numbers as of this morning, August 26th.
All right, and so for listeners, those eight staff in quarantine, those are people who have not tested positive but who are spending time alone to try to wait and see if symptoms appear. Do we understand that correctly?
Right. Those 8 staff members that are in quarantine and 7 students, they would be required to quarantine for 14 days since their last contact with a person who has COVID-19.
Tell me what happens going forward. Changes to school policy, what happens next?
Well, we are struggling right now to have enough substitutes because we've got staff members that have been impacted in our classified workforce as well as our certified teaching workforce, and we only have so many subs to go around in our community for our schools. So we are having a special board meeting tomorrow night, and one of the topics that we're going to discuss tomorrow night is to possibly designate all school employees as critical personnel under the critical infrastructure provisions of federal COVID-19 guidelines, which would potentially allow our personnel who have been exposed to COVID-19 to continue to work as long as they're asymptomatic and they test negative. There are some schools that have adopted similar motions at board meetings. So right now, without that designation, any staff member in our school who's been exposed to anyone testing positive for COVID would have to self-quarantine for 14 days. And that's causing a lot of issues for us. So we're going to discuss that and figure out what we can try to do to have our classrooms and our different classified positions covered here in our district, because we're running out of subs.
Tell me what you're hearing from parents about that plan to sort of bring people in who might be contagious.
I'm guessing
we all know the answer to that.
You know, problem we're having now is within our school confines. You know, we're finding this is happening more frequently now, and there's a lot of roles that are very difficult for us to fill right now. And obviously, we want to, avoid having healthy staff stay at home because of an exposure. But I certainly understand some parents and our staff could question this, and it might be controversial. But it definitely warrants a board discussion now, because I know our parents want our kids in school. They want their kids to be safe. And, right now we're in, phase 2, which we call normal learning with accommodations. The next step for us would be to go to hybrid learning, where half the kids are in school, maybe Monday, Tuesday, the other half are in school Thursday, Friday, and that's called modified on-campus or hybrid learning. And then obviously the 4th model would be our remote learning that we had to go to last spring. But, we want the perception to be, if our board moves forward with this, they'll discuss it tomorrow night at 5:30 in a special meeting in our high school library. We want our healthy staff here working with our students to provide the best possible education possible. And that's why we're giving consideration to the critical infrastructure workers, some called essential workers. But we know that is a concern amongst some parents too. But we need to visit about it and, do what we can to try to provide the best possible education possible. The questions I'm getting now is, when is too much, and when do you move to hybrid, or when do you move to remote? When is that going to happen? And I don't have that answer yet.
Has the Department of Health offered any large-scale testing for staff? Is this massive testing or widespread testing? We only have about 30 seconds left, but is
sure.
that a potential solution
yeah, you know,
or
we,
not?
You know, we've heard from the Sentinel program, too. We're not part of that right now, but we have worked with 4 different Department of Health contacts that have contacted our district. So they've been very helpful to answer my questions, whether it's through phone or email. So we'll continue to work with them and reach out to them for guidance and support, and continue to communicate and keep our parents and staff updated as well.
Superintendent Brian Field from Beresford, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.